USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump was set to talk infrastructure and other issues with top Democrats at the White House on Wednesday, but instead that meeting was cut short and the president walked out to address reporters in the Rose Garden.
I walked into the room and I told Senator Schumer, Speaker Pelosi, I want to do infrastructure. I want to do it more than you want to do it. I'd be really good at that. That's what I do. But you know what? You can't do it under these circumstances. So get these phony investigations over with.
That after Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says the president is engaged in a cover-up. Prosecutors in Manhattan are filing new charges against former attorney Michael Avenatti. The high-profile lawyer is accused of stealing money tied to a book advance from one of his former clients. Avenatti is also indicted on extortion charges on Wednesday for his alleged attempt to extract more than $20 million from Nike. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New legislation called the Hot Cars Act would require all new cars to be equipped with an alert system that reminds drivers when kids are in the back seat. Miles Harrison drove to work back in July of 2008 with his 21-month-old son in the back seat and didn't realize it until the end of the day. He supports this legislation.
If there had been a simple chime to alert me of my son's presence, none of this would have happened.
One of the big ride-hailing services is adding a new safety feature for customers. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains,
Lyft is adding a panic button to its app that immediately calls 911. The ride-hailing company has had one for its drivers since last year, but this is for passengers. The app will also include an enlarged version of a legitimate Lyft driver's license plate in an effort to prevent passengers from getting into the wrong vehicle. The new safety feature is coming a month after a woman was murdered in South Carolina, allegedly by a man who was posing as an Uber driver.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Recapping one of our top stories, President Trump was all set to talk infrastructure with Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer until the Speaker said the President is involved in a cover-up. The President then went to the Rose Garden and delivered these remarks.
When they get everything done, I'm all set to let's get infrastructure, let's get drug prices down. In the meantime, we're doing tremendous work without them. We're doing tremendous executive orders, a lot of work. We've had a great success, most successful economy perhaps in our country's history. We've cut regulations at a level that nobody else has cut them before, the largest tax cut in the history of the country. So we're doing a lot of work. Steve, yeah.
Pelosi give you any assurances that they won't, the House won't?
Well, this has been said, because this meeting was set up a number of days ago at 11 o'clock. All of a sudden, I hear last night they're going to have a meeting right before this meeting to talk about the I word. The I word. Can you imagine? I don't speak to Russians about campaigns. When I went to Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, I don't say, oh, let's call Russia. Maybe they can. It's a hoax. The greatest hoax in history.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.